Well, the good news
is that we've made it till June. Up to now, if you aren't heavily interested in politics, it's been fairly easy to ignore that this is an election year. However, that's all about to end. That's especially true when it comes to the race for governor. The primary election is now only 2 months and 2 days away, and it isn't at all clear who will win either major party's nomination. This is the first time we've had a race this hot in modern history, and the massive air war is about to start. A TV advertising campaign, that is, which will get going in earnest this month and increase in intensity until August 3rd. That happens to some extent every election year, but this isn't going to be a typical election. The economy's in crisis, and our unemployment the worst in the nation. State government doesn't appear to be working, and voters on the left, right, and middle are confused, angry, and scared. What Michigan needs is a vision for a better future, and an action plan to get us there. That's what we should be demanding all these candidates show us, but that's not what we've been getting. Early indications are that the candidates for governor may be relying once again on negative advertising designed to tear down their opponents, and that's the last thing any of us need. The Democrats have only two candidates, Virge Bernero, the mayor of Lansing, and Andy Dillon, the current Speaker of the House. Neither has mounted much of an ad campaign yet. Republicans have a larger field of five. Their campaign started in February when a political unknown named Rick Snyder, a venture capitalist from Ann Arbor, broadcast a clever commercial presenting himself as a tough nerd with a 10-point plan to save the state. Since then, however, most of the ads have been by Attorney General Mike Cox and designed to discredit the frontrunner, Congressman Pete Hoekstra. Hoekstra, the only candidate from the western side of the state, has been leading in most polls, so Cox's strategy seems designed to tear him down by attacking him for past votes in Congress. That may be good politics, but it's lousy leadership. We need to try to figure out our future, not play games about the past. Voters need to hold all these candidates to the bottom line, which is simply that state government isn't working, mainly because we've gotten used to a lot of services like education, foster care, and paved roads. Trouble is, we can no longer hide the fact that the state is no longer taking in enough money to pay for them. Our leaders have to decide to ask us to do one of two things. Either give the state more money, which means raising taxes. Or, if they aren't willing to do that, they need to admit what we're bound to get is less. Poorer schools, far more expensive colleges, fewer police, crummier roads. None of them want to admit that because they think we don't want to hear it, but we should demand the truth. Hopefully, all these candidates are going to start speaking to us like adults and start offering rational plans for a better future. Because most of all, that's what Michigan needs.